League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm reading a thread here of why Italians are healthier. Eat all those carbs and don't are not obese. And Italians, real Italians in Italy. And one of the things they do is they're always outside in the sun getting their vitamin D.
Not fake Italians?
Not fake Italians. Vitamin D. You see what happens when you get a lot of vitamin D? You uh-huh. stay healthy. Vitamin D does a lot of stuff. And they eat natural, like pizza crust. It's natural. There's flour, and as opposed to all crap that we put in ours. Yeah, but we put a lot of crap and preservatives in our stuff.
Well, it's bleached and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Although I think they
we
use
don't do that. We yeah. don't do it.
No,
plus, we
Italy
eat a lot of
uses,
fresh vegetables.
Italy uses
a lot
that.
Of fresh vegetables, Lance.
As opposed
local
to what?
Local fresh vegetables.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to all the
canned vegetables?
And, oh, by the way, all the insecticides that we put on our vegetables.
They don't do that in Italy?
No. No. We're natural.
No, they do say, like, it's not just Italy. In Europe, you can go over, although they do talk about Italy a lot. I'm thinking bread and pasta. How are we?
And enough fat.
It's gluten. Like, it's not, you know. Well, oh, you think all the Italians are looking svelte over there?
Yeah.
No, that's
no,
not
actually,
true.
Actually, you go to Italy, and there's very little obesity.
Well, there's also a lot more
walking
around. There's not sitting down.
And you're outside.
There's
you're
not
in
as
the
much,
sun a
Yeah,
lot,
there's not as much
around.
Work.
Yes. Well, what do you mean there's not as much work?
They don't work in offices.
Yeah, right.
Sit in chairs.
No, right, they don't do
they're
that.
They're tending goats.
Yeah, or...
Right? They're goat herding and
or
gardens.
Or they have a restaurant with cafe, outside cafe.
Yeah,
nice.
That's not hard work, really, but...
That, oh,
what
you,
is the work they're doing?
Okay, that's not hard work?
Sitting at a restaurant? Or you... Oh, working
Yeah, working
at the
in
restaurant.
A restaurant.
Yeah, that is. If you're a waiter, you're running around all the time. You get steps in.
Yeah. anyway, I'm just saying that Italians are healthier. That's all. That's all I'm saying, okay? So let's leave it there. One sentence. That's all I gave you. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome to do that. Our Astros, we haven't talked about them since the first segment, split with the Orioles. Basically, they lost three out of the 34 innings they played this weekend. They lost three of the 34 innings. Otherwise, they kicked the Orioles' ass. And the pitching was fantastic. Other than the blow up by Abreu, the 3-run homer that Kikuchi gave up, and the Taylor Scott 3-run double by Jackson Holliday. Otherwise, the Astros were great this weekend. Should have swept. I think they should have swept. They shouldn't have lost any of those games, or at least taken 3 out of 4. But they didn't. They split. They're fine. Still, you're going to catch everybody's. Oh well, Seattle now 4. Who cares, Seattle? Nobody cares about Seattle. No one. We're not worried about Seattle. Seattle is non-existent in our lives, okay? We're worried about catching Cleveland and the Yankees. That's what we're worried about. And right now, the Astros are 70-60, five full games behind Cleveland, which they play 3 at the end of the year at Cleveland. So that's going to be that. That take care of that business. Actually, I think it'll be over. The Astros will just have to win one game to catch Cleveland. Now, the Yankees, you know, that's a little bit different. That's 3.5, 5.5 back. 5.5 behind the Yankees, who are playing some good baseball. In the split really hurt the Orioles this weekend. They're 1.5 behind the Yankees.
The year Aaron Judge is having right now, are you familiar with the year he's having?
Yeah.
Triple crown year?
Yeah. He is a 1-6 right now to win the Triple Crown because he's behind Bobby Witt in average.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt's got the average.
He's hitting .333 with 51 homers and 122 RBIs with an OPS of 1,200. He's at Barry Bonds' numbers right
yeah.
now. These are Barry Bonds' numbers. Are we, do we give him, do we talk about him enough? He had 62 home runs just 2 years ago. Last year, 37, but he only played 106 games.
He does hit. Now, that stadium is really, really, those are some cheap home runs. Now.
Right field.
Right field is a bad.
But he's a right-hander, though.
But he hits
it
that way.
I doubt there's a ton of those are down the right field line as a right-hander with power. I would doubt that. And my guess is he's probably not. I mean, are you suggesting Aaron Judge, the guy who just hits pop-out home runs, just barely gets it over the park?
No, but it's a little on. And people will say, so are the Crawford boxes. Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Crawford boxes are a little bit unfair sometimes. Those pop-ups that are 315 feet that are home runs. Those are outs in a lot of other places. But there is the factor that home runs to right field, and I'm going to see how many he hits to right field in Yankee Stadium because those are cheapies. Those are cheapies.
I don't think you're going to find a whole lot. I mean, he's 6'7", 250 pounds. I don't think he's a guy who's getting cheap home runs very often. His splits, home and away, he's got 26 homers home and 25 away, John. He's at 25 homers away. He's got an 1139 OPS away. That's pretty good. Hits slugs over 700 away. So I don't really think that a shallow right field has anything to do with what we're watching right here. This guy's a freak show. He's physically a freak. He's got 5 tools. And he's now at 51 home runs. He's on pace to end up over 60 home runs. He's got at 129 games last year. He had 37 home runs in 106 games. Had he been healthy, we're probably looking at close to 50 again. I mean, just an incredible run. It is interesting that this is only the third season ever he's had 100 RBIs. It's only 3 times. But his RBI count right now, he had 131 RBIs in 2022. He has 122 right now, and he's only played in 129 games. Like, this RBI count is going to go way, way higher for him.
Yeah. No, he's a great, great, great player. In 2022, actually, they did a study on his, and his slugging percentage was better on the road than it was at Yankee Stadium, and he did not hit a lot of cheapies. I don't know what it is this year, but I think, well, don't we hold it against Colorado hitters? Don't we hope? I mean,
yeah, but this doesn't have anything to do with altitude.
No, not altitude.
That has something to do with home runs all over the place. You're talking about a specific area where it's cheap, and he's a right-hander. It's very unlikely he hits it there. And then,
well, most he does of his home hit it runs, there, though. He does.
But they're not cheapies. They'd be home runs in every other park. My guess is his home runs would be.
Yeah, there's probably
you're acting like he's hitting cheap home runs. His home runs are split.
It's a short porch. You don't know. You're just saying off the top of your head. You don't have any idea how many cheap home
Nor
runs
do you.
No.
And you're running with that whole thesis.
All I said is the ballpark cast might be playing a role.
But what do you really think, though? Do you think he hits home runs that wouldn't be homers in other parks? What do you think? Based on watching him play, I don't think it's a factor at all. I'd be shocked if he has a bunch of cheap home runs.
I don't know how many cheap home runs he has.
25 homers on the road. 26.
All I'm saying is that bandbox in right field sucks. Okay.
Yeah, but for a left-hander, I would totally agree with you. For a right-hander, I think it's unlikely that he's hitting a bunch over there. Not with his. I mean, he's more of. Although he can hit to all parks, all sides of it, and it would be smart. Lance Berkman used to just pop up home runs because he knew. And we talk about his, all we do is brag on his OPS. We don't say that, Lance Berkman we don't use it against him with having cheapies, the cheap home runs. We just talk about how high his OPS is.
Yeah, I don't know how many Crawford box homers he had.
He had a lot, and he was smart because he said he could basically aim it there. He could just hit those fly balls because he knew he was smart. He used it. Then when he had the home run contest here, he turned around right-handed because he wanted to take advantage of Crawford box. Remember that?
Yep.
Where he hit right-handed because he's like, I'm aiming towards Crawford boxes.
Against Miguel Tejada.
Did he?
It was against Tejada. It was in the finals. right here.
Is that who it was?
In the All-Star game, yeah. To how to beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably because he was on the Mitchell report.
Well, that's right. That's exactly why. And Lance Berkman wasn't. We know that. Not with that body. There's no chance he was doing steroids. All right. No. And we continue to tell him that.
he knows.
He absolutely does. Yeah, I would never do that. What are you, crazy?
Look at me.
I don't
do steroids.
Your shenanigans again.
Lance Berkman would never want to do steroids.
No, I don't think
he goes, I don't care enough. I think he said that, yeah. Didn't he? Didn't he say, I don't care enough to do steroids?
Yeah. 812 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Anyway, you start the series tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies, who are bombing it right now, taking care of business with home runs right now. And you got a pretty good pitching matchups. The Astros have been really, really good. You got Blanco going tonight. Blanco is facing tonight. You got Zach Wheeler, who's really, really good. Verlander against Nola, who's really good, really good. And Arrigetti against Sanchez, Christopher Sanchez, who is, you know, he's all right. He is right now 9-9 on the season, but he's got a 3.51 ERA, so he's not bad. Christopher Sanchez, that might be the toughest game because you never know how the Astros are going to hit against whomever. They usually hit really good pitchers well, and then against the other guys.
So are all of our hitters going to be in the lineup who should be?
Well, it looks like Yordan's back, but Kyle Tucker's not coming back. Although Dana Brown did say on the MLB Central, he did say that first week of September Kyle Tucker. It looks like the first week of September.
Okay, so he was out beginning, early June, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about 14, close to 14 weeks.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Man.
A good 3 months that he's not around. That's not good. But getting Kyle Tucker back is like getting an all-star acquisition.
By the way, getting back to Aaron Judge for a second. So, tremendous power and all that. Postseason hitting. 2017, 27 strikeouts and 48 at-bats. OPS of .816, but once he faced the Astros, it was a problem. 2018, he only played 5 games, hit .421, 1,447 OPS, but he only played 5 games. Then 9 games, OPS was .743, 11 strikeouts and 34 at-bats. And I have to look at how he did against the Astros. 2020, hit .133. With an OPS of .662, 10 strikeouts and 30 at-bats. Last year, only played in 1 game, obviously, so it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, the year before. And then in 2021. In 2022, because the Yankees didn't make it in 2023. Or did they make it last year? And they didn't make it last year.
No.
No. 2022, he hit .139. This is the Astros World Series year. Hit .139 with an OPS of .490. He had 15 strikeouts and 36 at-bats. As a postseason hitter, he's got a .772 OPS with a .211 batting average and 66 strikeouts and 171 at-bats. Less than one every three. You know, this is the Bagwell-type stuff, although his numbers are better than Jeff's, but it's the problem with being great in a regular season. But if you're a Yankee fan, which we're not, and we don't deal with postseason, you know, we're on to the next round in the World Series or the ALCS once we beat the Yankees here. But if you're a Yankee fan, you know what our talks are going to be about? If we were doing a Yankee show, we'd be talking about, another great job. And until he rids himself of the postseason demons,
yeah.
That's got to be the talk there.
It's the talk with Kershaw. It's the talk. It should be the talk with Judge. It's the talk with Lamar Jackson.
It's been the talk a little bit with Justin Verlander at times.
Well, yeah. He couldn't win in the World Series. He won in the playoffs. He just didn't win in the World Series and finally got over that hump. but, no, it's real. If you can't be that much below what is his average? 211?
211.
211.
That's like 100. It's like 80 points lower than his career average.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't be a different player in the postseason.
Nope.
Because Bagwell and Biggio caught it here, and we loved them in the regular season. They're Hall of Famers, but they're still, They never. There's a gap between Bagwell Biggio and what the current Astros, what this run have done. Just nothing but clutch plays and, you know, great historical moments and iconic moments in the postseason, which we didn't have with those guys. And then you look at Aaron Judge, and it's the same thing with Aaron Judge. Man, incredible regular seasons, but you look at his postseasons. If you're a Yankee fan, they've got to be so down on him once the postseason hits because he strikes out a ton.
Yep. All right, we got to break it. It's 817 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You got to talk about your air conditioning.
Got to talk about my friends over at Vanderford Air. You go to 281-557-COOL is the phone number. Easy to remember, 281-557-COOL. But Vanderford Air, what their entire job is when you have an air conditioning issue in this terrible heat, they want to get you as quickly as possible. It's same day service, 24-hour service, where they get out there, they diagnose the problem, and then they get it fixed for you. You do not want to live in this temperature with, and you're sitting there, you're looking for friends that you can stay with or family members, or you're out in your car trying to cool down. It gets really, really hot. It gets dangerous. Make sure that you've got an air conditioning company you can trust. I used a different company 5 years ago and got totally gouged in an emergency system. They don't charge you extra for emergencies. They don't charge. It's the same rates. They get out there quickly. They find out. And they've got very fair pricing, including for your AC, new AC systems, where they'll change out all the lines. Everything starts fresh with fresh new lines. They'll make sure that you're getting the amount of cool air you need. If not, they can cut additional vents into a room. If you need to find more cool air, they can do, for people like me who had new AC systems, they can do whole home dehumidifiers, which really dehumidifies the air, which makes it feel cooler in your home. 281-557-COOL.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. At 8:30, we're going to be giving away tickets to the game this weekend, right, Abigail? Is that what we're giving away, tickets?
The UH game.
Pardon me?
To the UH game.
To the U of H game, correct. We're going to be giving those away in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 at the end of this segment. And remember, restaurant Houston Restaurant Weeks, okay? Our featured restaurant of the week is the Best Stop, Katy. The Best Stop Supermarket has expanded to Katy. No more trips to Scott, Louisiana, for down-home Cajun-inspired groceries and takeout eats, including boudin and pork rinds. They brought it to you right at I-10, just west of 99. Whether you want some crackling or boudin for your Labor Day road trip or some specialty Cajun, this is good. Best Stop is really, really good.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. They got one
Cajun
here, huh?
Stuff, pork chops.
Yeah.
And Katy. It's just west of 99 on I-10. It's a little ways out there, but yeah.
Well, it depends on
and where you live. Depends
what
on where you live.
92.5 listening right
92. Now. 92.5, this is for you. And Best Stop has you covered with authentic Cajun flavor direct from the boot. And this Wednesday, you can go see Gallant and George and the Killer Bees. They broadcast from the Best Stop, Katy. How about that? How about that?
Cracklins are...
Oh, my God.
You know who's never
they
had cracklins?
They better bring us some back.
You know who's never had cracklins? Abigail.
Some boudin.
Abigail's never had cracklins.
She don't know what There's cracklin's no about. You don't know what that cracklin
is. You know what a cracklin is? First of all, you're like already training for a bodybuilding contest, so I don't think cracklins are going to be in the...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I knew you would.
You don't know what
What is it?
It's pork rinds. You know what pork rinds are?
Skins. Oh, okay. Yes.
It's not healthy.
No, it's exactly
it's good,
what,
I heard.
It's exactly what you shouldn't eat if you're in a bodybuilding
but
contest.
Cracklins, don't they... Are cracklins just...
Is it just the meat or just the skin?
No,
there's fat. A lot of fat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's like fried fat with salt.
Yeah.
And other Cajun
and
seasons.
Great. It's for us, not for you.
It is.
There are some things that aren't for you.
It is completely. Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah. You're just
this
gatekeeping
is not
it.
For you. Yeah. We are gatekeeping cracklins. it's really not for you because it's not.
Yeah.
You have a life that you need to live.
They are brat, though.
We are already.
I'm going to tell you that.
They are brat.
They are.
I just heard that term for the first time this weekend.
I heard it, too.
And he just feels it.
They are brat. Did he use that properly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say yes, in a way.
Did he, though? I don't know for a fact.
Did you see the guy that was at the Democratic National Convention, and he goes, she brat. She is. What do you think about Kamala? She brat.
Hey, listen, so I've got kids who are Gen Z and now the Gen Alpha, which I think they're coming up with a new name because they're realizing they're not going to be alphas. But so my daughter's just in that one. The amount of terminology that is coming out is at a record pace,
right.
and it spreads quickly because of social media.
There's a story in how today's language is ruining the family structure, changing the entire language you're saying so many words that didn't exist.
No, so I read a serious article that said, well, and it's happening so fast you can't keep up with it, and now there's so many of them. The kids now, this is actually not even a joke. They're able to communicate where it's only partially, you only partially know. I mean, you find out what the words mean, but it's completely different. I told my son Sebastian yesterday, I said, your great-grandpa Zerline used to travel from town to town, and he would be involved in boxing matches. Like, he would go to other towns to fight people, like on a train. And he goes, cap, which that means that's a lie. And I said, no. And I have to just, like, I just know that that's cap. Like, it's just,
yeah, right.
I don't say, why did you say cap? I know it means it's a lie. I'm like, no, it's no cap. And so, but I read an article that said in 20 to 30 years, there will be separate language. Like, you will see, it will be almost a separate language that younger people are going to start to, this is going to happen faster and faster and faster, where what a group used to know as an entire set of, you know, you would talk like this, you're going to start seeing more and more words that are going to be formed together, phrases are going to be formed, where it will not look the same. It will not sound the same. There will be no, you know, cap. How do you type cap as lie?
Right.
As a lie. There is no real, just because somebody said that, there is no direct connection. Like, oh, well, cap is lie because a cap, what it means is a cap has this. That's not what it is. There's no connection. You have no idea why it's that.
Right.
So so conversations in I think it was 20 to 30 years, they said, you will not, and you'll start seeing books written like this too. You'll start seeing fiction writers start using this because they're at that age where it's more normal. And it's going to be a change that is going to be a permanent change over, you know, like in 100 years.
Yeah, right.
But you all burn to hell anyway, so you'll get a good.
So let's get this in before we got to do the giveaway now? You want to do the U of H tickets?
That's brat.
We can.
Let's do, I'll tell you this, we'll do this. Home opener, new era, Houston Cougar football. Coach Willie Fritz's first game, Cougars head coach. A night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS right now to get your tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. Giving away a pair of tickets to caller number 4, okay, at exactly 8:30. Because people are now listening on 97.9, which is behind. It's about 20 seconds behind everybody else, 97.9, the HD 2 channel. If you're listening to that, you're hearing us perfectly, but you're about 15 to 20 seconds behind everybody else. So we're going to give you and the YouTube people, everybody, a chance to get these tickets. Caller number four at 713-780-3776 at exactly 8:30. When your watch hits 8:30, you can call in, and caller number four is going to get those tickets. When we come back, Jose Altuve, he's a gem. He is an icon here in this city, and he did something this weekend to prove it once again what a great, great person he is. Right now, though, we're talking about John Daspit.
John Daspit is making sure that if you are injured in an accident, you have someone that you can turn to who can help you immediately. And that's the thing is, you know, nobody plans on being in an accident. Let's just say you're in a car accident. No one plans on being in that accident. And so when it happens, it's jarring. It's scary. You don't, you immediately, you're not sure what to do next. You got to remember, okay, slow down. Your adrenaline is rushing. You may be injured. You got to make sure you exchange the, and if you're injured, if it's in a bad wreck, you're not, the first thing on your mind is not exchanging, you know, insurance. It's about getting the medical help you need. You could need an ambulance out there, whatever the case may be. Yes, you're going to get the insurance. The police are going to come on the scene. You'll have that. But make sure that you call John Daspit right away at 713-CALL-NOW so that they can start immediately on the case for you. Start recovering all the information that they need, this injury, how that, let's get you. If you're worried about the cost associated with getting the MRI, don't worry. They'll get it taken care of for you, and they'll recover it from the insurance company later. The MRIs, the x-rays, the CAT scans, they got to make sure that you are taken care of physically and that your health is the number one consideration, because a lot of times if you don't get after that early on, it could lead to longer lasting physical ailments. So make sure that John Daspit and his team is the first call, because they'll do all those things for you and they will do all the heavy lifting. You don't have to worry about it. You got enough on your plate. If you can't work because of your injury, they'll recover that money for you as well, and they'll get you pain and suffering recoveries that are going to be more than fair, because the other side's trying to squeeze you. John's going to do right by you. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, there for you. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, so despite the fact, and I think it's easing up a little bit, you don't hear the boos nearly as much as you used to, right? You don't hear Jose Altuve every time Jose Altuve comes up. I mean, it's not nearly as pronounced as it used to be in the
NFL. Well, depends on where you go.
Well, right, but I mean, everywhere Dodgers, they were.
Yankees and Dodgers will always
They'll never end.
They feel like he single-handedly cheated them with his...
And it's so funny.
Trash cans and buzzers, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so funny. He goes to Yankee Stadium, and he signs all these autographs for these kids.
Couldn't be nicer.
Could not be better.
And guess what? He was probably doing that before all the hubbub, too. He's probably been doing it forever.
So, on... Friday night? Was it Thursday night?
It was Friday night.
Friday night, he's on the in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, I was talking to my boy, Jose Altuve. I couldn't believe I got this great bat.
So,
who is this little kid from the 40s?
He's in the on-deck circle, and he asks, hey, if you hit a home run, can I have your bat?
Hey, Altuve, if you hit a home run, can I? How about you give me a bat?
But this little chubby kid said that.
And
Altuve must have heard him. See, this is why you have to yell at players.
That's right. No, well, but say nice stuff. You got to say nice stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right, not yell at players.
How about you give me that glove?
You scream that at a guy.
He's not a Bowery boy. He's not one of the. He's not alfalfa.
Oh, jeez! I thought I was going to get the ball.
Here's the kid.
Show me your bat, Altuve. You bum.
You can't say that.
You can't say that. Here's Julia Morales interviewing the kid after he got the bat.
So I was yelling at the dugout when Jose Altuve was on deck. And when he was on deck, I was yelling, if you get a home run, can I have your bat? The second pitch, he hit a home run right to right field. And right after, he called me into the dugout and gave me the bat. He's my idol plus. Now, it was my favorite. My favorite thing of my life. I was excited. I was crazy.
Could you believe it when he was calling you over?
No, I was shocked.
What does it feel like holding this bat right now?
I'm like shaking right now.
Kid's got a lot of personality.
Now, is he...
See that? You asked nicely.
Now, is Jose Altuve brat, John?
Jose Altuve was
brat.
Does
that mean he's brat? So it's come from... Brat Summer, which is, I don't know. I have to ask Abigail if it's a good.
Is that like girl math?
Well, no. Brat Summer, it's she
Abigail is
Charlie XCX, who she was famously on Fancy. She dropped a hook on Fancy with
Iggy Azalea
years ago. Yeah. It's a great hook.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Good song. But I used to use it on Matt Thomas when he was Fancy Matt. We would play I'm So Fancy because he was running around with the Rockets staying at five-star places when they're, you know, as the voice of the Rockets. But so could Jose Altuve be brat? Are you a brat, or is it more like it's not? John used it as that Cracklins were brat.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out.
Aren't this they? Because it's indulgent. It's you're being you're.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a person?
It's against the norm.
Is it an action or is it a person?
I mean, I feel like it could be both. Okay. Kind of an action and a person. I mean, John put it in a different way than I've ever heard.
Right, right. I didn't know Cracklins. But for him, I think, yeah.
It works for him.
Yeah, it works for him. So Jose Altuve, you got the little kid. Was that an Astros fan, by the way? He said.
Well,
he said he was that Altuve was his favorite. There's two interviews with him. One of them, Julia Morales does a second one, where he says he's my favorite player. Well, is he your favorite now because he gave you the bat? Because as a kid like that, it can turn just like that. My favorite player was Delrick Brown from University of Houston when I was a kid because Delrick Brown gave me some sweatbands. And I even told my mom, I said, now, white kid living in, where was I living at that time when my dad was University of Houston? Pecan Grove. And I told her, when I'm older and I get married and have a kid, my first son's name is going to be Delrick. Now, it didn't happen that way.
They didn't think it was going to be one of your kids would be Sebastian either.
Yeah. Well, Delrick, there were two brothers. I think they may have been twins, Delrick and Elric Brown at University of Houston. But I did have a Drake, was my first son, was a Drake, but it was not a Delrick.
After the singer?
No. No, we were way before the singer ever came up anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're about the same age.
He might have been a brat kid.
But it was a family name, Drake. But I like the name Drake. But not now, of course. You can't like anything about Drake now.
No.
Not
you
after
changed
Kendrick.
It. Not after so Kendrick now no kids him. Are named Drake.
No, not after Kendrick
right.
ruined
him. Or Adolf.
But no, there's no Adolfs.
Right.
Very few Barbaras. We saw Barbara this weekend with LaShane. There was a Barbara. You don't see a lot of Barbaras.
Barbara.
Yeah. But you had, but he gave me a sweatband when I was 8 years old. So I'm like, it's on now. I'm Delrick Brown for life.
Well, I thought her name was Kelly McCool. Who was Barbara?
You weren't there when LaShane's girl came later?
Her name was Barbara?
Yeah, her name's Barbara.
Very nice looking girl.
Yeah, so anyway.
Very shocking for LaShane, to tell you the truth.
Why are you guys commenting on how everyone looks?
Well, she was a pretty girl.
I know.
Very pretty girl.
So if she
but
wasn't,
I was shocked because
so
she's,
she
with,
wasn't?
She's with LaShane.
So if she wasn't, would you say just really unattractive?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I'd say I'll comment when somebody's attractive, but not unattractive.
But getting back to my other point, as a kid, when you're like 8 to that kid's probably like maybe 10, 11.
Yeah.
Probably about 10, 9 or 10. Something like somebody giving you a bat, they'll be your favorite forever. Somebody throws you a sweatband or signs
you'll never
an autograph.
That.
They're your favorite. Carl Lewis, well, I was already a Carl Lewis fan, but as a kid, I went to the stadium, watched track meet, and I got an autograph from Skeets Nehemiah and Carl Lewis and Houston McTeer. And so for me, because I used to keep up with track back then, I just thought this is the coolest thing ever. And then I got to meet Carl Lewis. I got his phone number, and I texted him about coming on the show. And he's like, yeah. And then I sent him another text and then another one, and he stopped texting. I realized, I may have Minji lead him.
Maybe you really? He was saying, okay.
He may have got slow, because guess what?
Had enough.
He's not sitting next to me on a plane where he can't leave.
No, he was able to leave that combo.
You can exit a text message.
That's right. He was like, this guy ain't brat. Okay, I'm out.
Stop. You're going to have to stop using this. It's starting to make me cringe. Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, okay. Oh, Spencer's here.
Yeah, we want to congratulate Spencer.
Spencer, congratulations on your win on Rock the Mic.
Spencer's one of the hosts from Athletically Declined instead of Athletically Inclined. He was one of the winners of the Rock the Mic contest we had at Carbaugh.
And right now he's in a hurricane.
He's currently in a hurricane, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But a lot of wins. So congratulations, by the way, Spencer.
Hi, thank you so much, John, Lance, and Abigail. Thanks for having me on this morning. Sorry about the audio quality. I am driving into work right now.
No, you're good.
The road.
Well, I thought you won, and you're going to be a host here.
Are you coming here?
Are you on your way here?
He's not a host here. He's the podcast on our platform.
Oh, And do you have a regular job, too?
Yeah, not yet. Maybe one day. That'd be cool.
What's your regular job?
My regular job, I am an onboarding trainer at a local credit union. So, you know, pretty standard 9-to-5 type of vibe, you know?
So how much of that time are you checking? Well, I don't know. I want you to rat yourself out. But how much of that time do you find that you have the opportunity to search around for sports topics?
More time than probably my boss would be okay with, so I'm not going to go into that full detail, but yeah, I definitely get the job done, you know?
Yeah, I figure that would be the case. What was your specialty? Do you guys have a specialty on the, do y'all talk all Houston sports, national sports? What's your podcast going to really focus on?
Yeah, so Athletically Declined, you know, we are, like you said, we are not athletically inclined. We don't play the sports. We just sit around and we talk about the sports. And we keep it on a national level, but, you know, obviously a lot of us are Houston guys, so our biases do seep in, and we naturally do tend to talk about our Houston teams, Texans, Rockets, Astros a lot, Cougars. However, you know, we like to give takes about everything because I have opinions about a lot of other cities besides H-Town.
Obviously. So what are you guys talking about, like, right now on the podcast, and when is your first podcast going to drop on the ESPN platform?
Well, we still have to work out the details for when it's going to drop on ESPN, but I can tell you I have some fantasy football content coming out this week as everyone gets ready for fantasy drafts starting up this week. You know, the preseason's over, so no more fear of players tearing their ACL before you draft. Well, training camp could still happen, or practice could still happen, I suppose, but now is the time. This is drafting their team, so I'll have some, you know, running back rankings. I have quarterback rankings up there on our site, on our channel right now. So definitely go check that out. But that's really where I'm locked in right now. It's fantasy football.
In your life, where does this rank as far as biggest moments that you've ever had winning Rock the Mic?
Oh, man, it's definitely up there. I was, you know, me and Tyler, my partner, we were talking about it, and this is always a lifelong dream for me. I would have been okay if we lost. And shout out 713 Sports, Moon Stamp, and State of the Union Podcast. Those guys were all awesome. They all know ball. I would have been okay if any of those other guys hadn't won, because I checked off a box of a lifelong dream of just talking sports on the radio. And that was really, really, really cool. So then to get the win on top of it, it was just like, this is a surreal feeling, man.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations, Spencer, and to you and your podcast. People can check you out on your channel. I assume they can just search your channel on YouTube if they want to subscribe right there at Athletically. Is that the way they're going to find you? Athletically Declined is the best way to find you on YouTube?
Yeah, Athletically Declined. We are on YouTube. We're on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, you name it, we're on there.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Looking forward to having you on the platform here and being able to host that. And congrats on participating and winning the battle to coming out on top over there at Carbot.
Yeah, thanks, man. And hey, before I go, I hear y'all talking about Brat Summer.
Yeah,
I think Abigail might be able to teach y'all a little TikTok dance that's going viral for Brat Summer.
Oh, yeah?
Abigail, is that right? Abigail, you're on Twitch right now. We want to see the TikTok dance.
Oh, she's putting headphones on.
Well, thank you, Spencer. You're so sweet. No, I don't dance.
Were you doing the TikTok dance at the Rock the Mic party?
Yeah, that's how I got the views.
Yeah. That's how you got the views?
Yeah, Rock the Mic.
Are you dancing? Are you? You used to be a gymnast.
Yeah, that's definitely different from dancing.
It's different, but you could do backflips or something
like that. Yeah, I could put it in a TikTok, I feel like.
Your backflips?
Do you know the dance? Spencer said that we need to ask you about this.
I don't know the dance, but I will look it up.
Okay.
Wait, okay.
So by the end of the show, she'll do it here on the stream.
Oh, okay.
I like it. Spencer's already embarrassing the producer. I love that.
I do too.
He's got a future in this game.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Trust me, it's a John Granato School of Radio. Just
try to embarrass as many people as
immediately
possible.
Immediately make them uncomfortable.
That's the best way to go about this. Thank you, Spencer. Congratulations, man. Good stuff. Congratulations on your win. And best of luck on our platform. All right. Hopefully you get a ton of listens. Time for you, my friend, to talk about another brat, Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf is a brat summer going on in Angleton. Okay. That's where I think this all originated, was out in Angleton. And I think that maybe where Charlie XCX is from Angleton. I don't know that for a fact, but could be. If you head out to Angleton, you can go looking for. You might find her at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. You can go to LandZCars.com is the website to check out all the great offers they have. They have some fantastic finance rates going on pickup trucks right now, and that's important because for some people, they like to finance. You know, it used to be 4 years of standard. Then it went to 5 years. And now more and more people are doing the six-year financing. And six-year financing, if you get that, you want to have a great finance rate. Because if not, it will just wreck you. And so they have some great finance rates for qualified buyers at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. Especially if you're someone who wants to keep your truck for a long time, then that makes a lot of sense to lower the rates. I mean, lower the prices per month on and have good rates as well. You're going to find great vehicles. You're going to get the exteriors and the interior colors that you're looking for. But most importantly, your trade-in value is going to help you lower the rates. They hit the lowest price possible early on there. There's really not a lot of negotiating because they don't want to take advantage of anybody. They want you to have a great car buying experience. They want you to tell everyone else about it. That's the best advertising is word of mouth. And the only way you get that is for people to be happy with your service. And of course, selection and price help as well. And it's all at Angleton. Camelot in the cornfields is what they're calling it. And it is certainly a great place to go get a car. Out in Angleton, about 42 minutes from downtown. Go to LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, 849 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to come in and hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Viewership is up. It must be. Viewership's up today.
Dell's not here.
Is he really that despised by people other than just us?
No. I think everybody despises Dell. Yeah. But Abigail, do your TikTok dance and then we'll get the numbers way up there.
You're funny. I'll do it maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You got to learn it first today, right?
Yeah, I said maybe.
It's amazing.
You're going to have to.
All right, Abigail's going to do the TikTok dance tomorrow, so you got to.
She's producing all week, done a great job so far.
Right.
And we'll see if she can continue to do that. You can watch this show on our stream. You can go to Twitter and go find that. It will. A lot of people watch it that way. I tweeted it out today, so you can go to my. We've had 1,420 viewers through X, which is a lot. Anytime I like tweet it out, we'll get a bunch of them. We don't know how many stick around, but high numbers across all platforms. So basically, they love what we're talking about today. So they want to see what you're wearing, what I'm wearing.
I got my Chastain shirt on today.
Yeah, I've got my Marauders, which is
what is Abigail wearing today?
I don't think they care about Abigail as much as just us.
Yeah, they don't care about mine. Only about y'all's.
The people are watching because they want to see our show.
I noticed you went very very conservative today with your outfit.
No, she dresses like that all the time up here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, long sleeves, don't show the arms.
That's right.
Don't show the arms.
Smart.
Well, you got some guns, though. You're in a bodybuilding contest.
She doesn't want all this attention like you're.
You're not
McAfee? You don't want all this attention.
No. Okay. You want to start drinking like him? Okay, dude can drink.
So when is your contest? You're gonna be in a body. I still don't see, like, you don't feel like you're all hulked out like a bodybuilder.
No, so this season I'll like bulk, and then in January I'll start my prep. So that's when I'll like start cutting, and my bodybuilding show will be in the summer. So next summer.
Oh,
yeah. And
it's not. It's not bulk. It's definition, right?
It's like eating a lot and lifting heavier, and then whenever you cut, you like cut the calories down, basically.
No, I know that, is it? She's looking to be
a bodybuilder.
I know, but you want to be? You got to get bulked up, is it definition?
Definition and bulked up
and bulk.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Careful. I'm not going to get on stuff.
No, like Lance. Be careful with that.
what's wrong, Dad? What are you dadding out on her for?
Well, because
Abigail.
Because if you want to be compete at the highest level,
he doesn't want you looking like a She-Hulk.
No. I won't.
Well, that too.
Yeah,
that too.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to lose all your feminism.
No, not at all.
Right,
here we go.
Right.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Right now, Del would go. Why are you telling her how to, like, I can already hear Dell telling you that you shouldn't have said that. I can hear Dell.
Why?
No. I don't know, but I feel like Dell would have jumped in right there and said, hold on.
Well, first of all, they take a lot of stuff that maybe they shouldn't
She's
be taking.
She's not going to.
That's what I said.
No. Now, you already loaded up on energy drinks. That's a gateway.
No, it's a way to not be on stuff. So I'll just drink energy drinks in substitution.
And so you don't want to eat then?
No, in substitution for steroids.
What are you eating? Then what are you going to eat then to bulk up? Like, how many times a day are you going to eat? 5 times?
Chicken and rice.
That's it?
Yeah.
Boring.
Is that really it?
Wow.
Do you remember?
You get to put anything on it?
Well, yeah. Like sugar-free stuff, though.
Well, yeah, because you have like barbecue sauce is no good.
They have sugar-free barbecue sauce.
That's true. They have tribal, I think, is one.
We worked with a bodybuilder at Channel 51, a guy, every day, a baked potato with nothing on it and chicken, skinless chicken.
Yeah.
It was...
It's a boring existence. Sweet potatoes, too, is another one that they'll have. But I used to go to one-to-one fitness with... I got in the best shape of my life after my divorce. But I was with Herschel Johnson and all these guys there, like a ton of bodybuilders work out there. And I mean, they're massive. They're huge. And I got these fitness meals, like you can order them. But they make their own. And all they have is like green beans, rice, and chicken or beef, ground beef. And it's not, they don't even eat for pleasure. They got them in their little to-go containers. They microwave them. They might put a little bit of mustard on it, mix it up, and then
it's just fuel.
It's fuel.
That's all.
They can't
it's like
wait.
Putting gasoline in your car.
Yeah, like, okay, in 4 hours I got to eat again. So you're just going to have a bunch of chicken and rice and I'm guessing birrias also, some beef and cheese.
Not cheese as much.
Not cheese.
Well, what about tortillas? Are we going tortillas?
No.
Maybe like the corn tortillas. Some carbs? Yeah, some carbs. But like the last 2 weeks of prep, like you're like carbless. Like you don't eat any carbs.
And all meat.
And waterless?
No.
24 hours before.
Yeah. No, you don't want any. You want to be.
John knows.
Yeah.
You don't want any water. That's how, what's his name, did.
The fighters have to do that.
Yeah. When he was doing the role for Les Mis,
he got real skinny.
But at the beginning when he was when he was a prisoner, he said he didn't drink any water for like weeks.
Well, remember when you watched The Machinist, didn't you?
Probably. I forget.
You would not forget with. Who played Batman and also American Psycho?
Oh, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, ripped.
Yes,
right?
Ripped. Yes.
Do you remember the picture of him in The Machinist where he's 100?
Right.
He got down to 152 pounds.
It was gross. It's
crazy. You see all of his ribs.
Yeah.
Like, that is a method actor for you right there. Yeah. Who's doing that now?
In the Dallas Buyers Club.
Matthew McConaughey did that. And it ruined him for two more movies. It took him forever to get back to looking normal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He didn't look normal in Wolf of Wall Street. He was a little off looking. Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. Holy
that was
crap.
How skinny he got. 857 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just be careful, okay, young Abigail?
Please, be careful.
Yeah, out there. All right. you be careful where you're buying a vehicle. I'm careful about it. I'm only going to one place. I'm going to Chastain Ford. I'm going to a place that I trust. I'm going to a place that I know is not going to add on. I know is not going to mark up. I'm going to a place where I know the people everybody has the same goal. I was there just last week, as a matter of fact, and I'm telling you, it just doesn't get any better than the way that they go about it at Chastain Ford. A lot of dealerships are just sell, job, markup. That's not enough. You got to get more for that. You got to add on. We got to mark up. That's not the way they do it. It's exactly the opposite. It couldn't be more laid back. It couldn't be more, let's get them into this vehicle with the best price we can possibly do it at. $299 a month for the Bronco Sport right now. Zero down payment options for Explorers and F-150 Lightnings. XLTs, $4,500 we're talking about. I'm telling you, they're going to give you, they're going to find that right vehicle for you. They're going to get it to you at the best price they possibly can, with the best service that they possibly can, with Ford Pass rewards, complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass rewards for new vehicle purchases and leases. This is happening every day at Chastain Ford. They're the best. I love them. You'll love them too. You'll be back. That's where you will buy your vehicles. When you buy one, you join the Chastain family and you stay in the family. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.